It's Monday morning, and this snippet has the potential to change your entire week. Let's get started. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious 40-plus Women, helping you put down the wine and pick up conscious living. Conscious living, that's what I want to focus on today. Today, I'm going to invite you into a sanctuary all your own that you can nurture and change your life. But first, if you're new in Snippet Land, welcome aboard, my dear. Your life will literally never be the same. And the reason I say that, gals, is because if you're hearing my voice and you come back and you listen again, or if you just keep listening, if you don't turn it off, if you're here, if you're hearing this, there's a reason. There's a reason you found the snippets. Women who come to me often say that. I don't know what was, I was just, you know, and then suddenly there it was. Suddenly there it was. Women who get sober and stay sober with me don't know how they got here, but I do. Because once we're ready, the right path will appear. If you're new, get excited because you just entered Snippet Land and it's a very special place. Gals, today we're going to talk about a sacred sanctuary. No, not your sacred space, although I hope you've got one of those because we talk about that a lot around here. And I don't mean your internal sacred space. I don't mean your physical sacred space. Today I'm talking about a sacred sanctuary. Where is this sanctuary? It's in your mind. I want to ask you, what do you allow into your mind? I know that you care about what goes into your body. We all do, right? Oh, I'm not saying you don't have the odd piece of chocolate or whatever. I'm not saying your diet's perfect, but you know that it's important that what you put in your body will affect your health, and that'll affect your life and your happiness. Well, gals, our minds are even more important because what we think will actually can actually affect the health of our body. What we think affects everything. And yet, here we are, really careful about what we put in our bodies, but really, generally speaking, we allow anything, any kind of garbage into our minds. It's like opening up your mouth and letting somebody pour garbage down your throat. You would never do that. And yet, when we sit around and scroll on social media, or heaven forbid, watch the news, or listen to who knows what on YouTube, all of these, if we don't curate what goes into our ears and eyes, because that's how things get into our mind, through our eyes and our ears, right? If you're not watching what goes into your mind through your eyes and your ears, then you're letting in, it's like opening up your mouth and letting somebody pour garbage into it. We really want to protect what goes into our minds. We really want to be careful about what we allow into our consciousness, because the thoughts that we think every single day build our lives. The thoughts you think about yourself, about those you love, about your past, about your future, about your work, about everything creates your life. The thoughts you think literally create your life. Now, let me be very specific. We've already agreed that you're not really willing to allow someone to pour garbage down your throat because you're concerned about your body. But get this, you are more likely to get sick with negative thoughts than you are with garbage food. Because if you're thinking thoughts of sickness, of illness, of fear around how your body's going to respond as you age, if you're worried about getting sick, any of those thoughts are more damaging than a pile of sugar. Thoughts are more powerful than the food you eat. I'm not saying stop worrying about the food you eat, but I am saying you should be at least equally as concerned about the way you think about your health. Not just your health, though, everything. So everything, your ability to quit drinking. Do you even believe that you can live an alcohol-free life? Can you see it? Can you visualize it? Can you envision yourself experiencing that? Let's break this down a little bit. Let's start with the past. Let's talk about the past. First of all, the past doesn't exist except in our minds. It's simply a thought we think. It is gone. It's just not there, not real. Have you ever noticed how different siblings will have a different story about their upbringing, the past does not look the same to people, even people who were there together. My husband and I, it's hilarious. I have a whole scenario in our last 30 years together. I have a story about those 30 years, and his is completely different from mine, and we went through them together. But I hear him talking sometimes. I'm like, what's he talking about? That's not... But there it is. That's the story he has about the past. What this means, this is incredibly good news. What it means is if we choose consciously how we're going to think about the past, we can change the way we feel about it and change our life today. If you think of yourself as being victimized in the past, having a difficult past, what anything negative about the past, and then you're going to come into today, that's going to color everything that happens. Listen, gals, I want to pause here and say, I know you know this. Remember, here in Snippet Land, I'm here to do two things. Remind you and inspire you. I'm here to remind you and inspire you. Now, I might teach you something you may have never thought of or never heard of, but more likely, I'm just reminding you and inspiring you. Reminding you what you already knew and inspiring you to take action on it today. I want to help you start this week in a very intentional way. And I want you to take what I say today and in this snippet. And by the way, it's interactive. In a minute, I'm going to ask you to follow along with me. Work with me on this. Join me on this. We're going to do this together. So that by the end of this snippet, I want you hearing my voice, not just for the rest of the day, but the rest of the week. Hearing my voice reminding and inspiring you to consider the thoughts you're thinking. Now, I want you to think of your mind as having a front door and a back door. The front door is where stuff comes in. And the back door of most of our minds is closed. It's locked. It hasn't been open in so long that it's rusty and creaky. So the first thing I want you to do is open the back door of your mind. Now, the reason we do this is so that thoughts can come in the front door and float right out the back door. If we don't have the back door open, the thoughts come in the front door and they have nowhere to go but spin. They just spin around and around and get bigger and weirder. And then they grab onto other thoughts and they join together and create a third thought and start having babies in your mind. And the next thing you know, you're in trouble. Okay. So you've got two doors to your mind. The front one where stuff comes in, the back door where you just say, the door's open, dear. You can just keep right on going. If something comes into your mind that you know is not healthy, not going to help you, you can just allow it to float right out the back door. So please open the back door of your mind. That's the first thing. Now, the next thing I want you to do is be the guard at the front door of your mind. That's where I want you to live from now on. I want you to see yourself standing at the front door of your mind. What is the front door of your mind? We've already mentioned it. It's your eyes and your ears, what you allow yourself to hear and see. Your eyes and your ears are the front door of your mind. What are you going to allow in? I want to share with you today something from the Christian Bible. I don't usually quote the Bible, but this is a good one. And I know you've heard this. As I said, I'm just here to remind you. And it's relevant whether you're Christian or not. It's just from the Christian Bible. So this is from Philippians. I think that's how you pronounce it. Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. And I know you've heard this. Remember this one? Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, why does this matter? Why did I bring it up? Because, gals, all that saying is, think good thoughts. Think of lovely thoughts. Think of pure thoughts. Think just thoughts. Think kind thoughts. Think loving thoughts about everyone and everything in your life, including and especially yourself. So I want to ask you, do you watch the news? Because I'd really like to know why. When was the last time you watched the news and walked away feeling inspired, happy, and safe and secure in your world and just ready to go out and attack the day? Wow, that was so inspiring. If you are determined to keep up with what's going on in the world, which is a rational thing to do, trust me when I tell you, you can watch the news maybe once a week and you would know what's going on in the world. I've done entire snippets on the news in the past, so that's all I'll say on it. But my contention here is that the news coming in through your eyes and ears is not a very good way to guard the front door of your mind. Not only that, but social media. Things just pop up on your feed. You don't know what's coming next. How carefully do you curate your feed? You can do that, you know. If something comes up on your feed that is disturbing, you can hide it, and that gives the algorithm a message that I don't like this type of content, and it won't give you that type again. So you can start curating your feed. Of course, what I would prefer you do, you already know, right? What I would prefer you do is just not scroll on social media. Use it to connect with loved ones. It has a place in our lives. But it should not be used to just mindlessly allowing stuff into the front door of your mind. I want you to protect your sanctuary, your sacred sanctuary of your mind, more than you protect your body. I would rather see you eating sugar, breakfast, lunch, and dinner than allowing anything through that front door. And you know I don't want you eating sugar, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let me put it this way. I'd rather see you drinking than allowing anything in through the front door of your mind. And you know I don't want you drinking. Gals, the thoughts we think are so important, they can change everything. And again, I know you know this, but this is your reminder today. And now here's the inspiration part. How do we do this? If you've got a little bit of a flabby mind, which means you've just kind of allowed, the door's been wide open, right? Picture this, there you are. The front door has been wide open, the back door has been closed, and your mind is a mess. It's a garbage pile in there. It's full of junk, and it's not fresh, it's not clean, it's just full of old, moldy junk. The same thoughts you've been thinking for years, the same old crap going round and round. Now, sorry, I don't want to insult your mind, but if your front door has been open and your back door has been closed and you haven't been curating what's coming through the front door, your mind is full of junk. And that's okay, dear. No judgment here. But today's the day. This is the day, Monday morning, where I want you to decide, hold on a second, let's clean this place up. You wouldn't live in a house full of junk and mold and garbage and dust. That's what's going on in a mind that has not been protected and has not been cleaned in a while. So how do we do this? Let's get practical. The first thing I want you to do is pay attention to what you're thinking. We got to start with awareness. What kind of thoughts do you think all the time? What is your default? Where does your mind automatically go? Is it negative? I'm sure it is, but how bad is it? Does it focus on a particular type of negativity? Do you obsess over certain things? Are you always revisiting the same crap from the past? So start noticing what your mind is going to automatically. Start writing that down and get an inventory. It looks like my mind leans towards this direction. So I want you to start with awareness. But more important than awareness, because the truth is most thoughts are useless. Most of the thoughts in your sacred sanctuary can be pushed right out that back door. They can be swept right out the back door. I wouldn't even bother spending much time looking them over. Just sweep them out, sweep them out, sweep them out. Just keep sweeping them right on out the back door, and slowly your mind will get cleaner and cleaner and cleaner and calmer and more peaceful and more inspiring and a much more beautiful place to live. Now, the second thing I want you to do is choose a thought to hook the mind to. And I've talked about this before, but today I'm going to do it different. Today I'm going to give you it, the thought I want you to use today. Today is Monday, and I want all of us together, because this will create energy, and there is no space or time when energy is involved. We're all going to do the same thought together. It is neutral but powerful. And as we use it together, we will build up energy, and that energy will help you to clean out your mind and plant this new thought in there so that it can grow and you can nurture it and it can start to change your life. Okay, so are you ready? Now, I don't care if you're driving. I don't care what you're doing right now. You can participate in this. I'm going to start by sharing with you the phrase that we're going to hook the mind to, and then we're going to do it together. So here's the phrase. It's the same for all of us. We are going to say, I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. We've opened the back door and we are just simply taking a deep breath. We don't have to be uptight about this, gals. We just relax and gently sweep them out. Let's put a breeze in there. We've got the front door open, but we're careful what we're allowing in it. We're guarding the front door, but the back door's open, so there's a breeze coming through. And that means it's quite easy for us to sweep away the junk inside of our minds. It's just flowing out the back door. The minute you opened the back door, it just started flowing out because it's been in there a long time, as I say, collecting dust, so it's flowing. But we do have a broom, okay? So let's go ahead. I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. All mental burdens. I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. Gals, we're going to do it together now. Pay attention. Everybody ready? Let's go. I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. And again, I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. Out loud, I want to hear you saying this. If you can't say it out loud because you're not alone, please whisper it. Say it inside your mind. I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. Inhale, I relax. Exhale, I sweep away all mental burdens. Exhale and allow the mental burdens to flow right out the back door of your mind. I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. I relax. Beautiful. Now I want you to take that with you today, all day. Don't be frustrated when you forget, when you realize the back door is shut and the mind is spinning and collecting dust and garbage. Just open the back door, relax, and sweep away all mental burdens. All day long, I want you to hear my voice reminding you, I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. Gals, the only way to change the habitual thoughts between our ears is through this type of practice. The only way is to commit to practicing, choosing a thought, choosing to let go of other thoughts, negative thoughts that have been haunting us, choosing to let go, I have to say that again, of thoughts that we know are not good for us. We have thoughts about the past, about resentments, about regrets. We're angry at people. These types of thoughts serve zero purpose, zero purpose. We think that by being resentful of somebody or angry at something that was done to us, somehow we're not only justified, but that it's serving a purpose, and it's not. It doesn't hurt them. They don't know what you're thinking, and it doesn't help you. It just makes you angry and resentful again. I relax and sweep away all mental burdens. Gals, I want you to think from this moment forward of the space between your ears as a sacred sanctuary that you guard with your life. Don't allow violence and sex and drugs and promiscuity and vile language to come into the front door. My husband watches horror films, you know, blood and gore, and I just won't allow visual images like that into my mind or my ears. Now, I used to. My favorite movie, you ready? My favorite movie of all time used to be Pulp Fiction. Have you seen the movie Pulp Fiction? I'm not sure there's a more violent movie out there. Not to mention the sex. Not to mention the drugs. Tarantino, right? I was like such a fan of that movie. Trust me, I'm not a prude, okay? But if you want to live a healthy, conscious life and feel peaceful and joyous, we start choosing more carefully what we allow into our minds. And what made me think of it is this, you know, mentioning my husband, because he knows what I used to watch. And now I'll say to him, why are you watching that horror? And he's like, well, what? We've seen, you know, and I just tell him, I just choose not to watch that stuff anymore. And he's fine with that. You do your thing. I'll do my thing. You do you, I'll do me. And I encourage you today to make the new you a woman who has a sacred sanctuary, who guards the front door of it, and only allows in things that are lovely and of good report. Why? Because this will literally change your life, every area of it. And how will this help you quit drinking? My dear, don't forget, we're not just sweeping thoughts out the back door. We're choosing the ones that come in the front. And one of the most powerful thoughts you can have is that you believe that you can live alcohol-free. I've told you before that one of my most common thoughts that I lived with all those years was this thought, I can't quit drinking. That thought kept me stuck. So if you have any kind of thoughts like that, obviously you want to sweep them out the back door. Now, we don't try lying to ourselves, but we can choose a thought that we believe in and start believing in ourselves and believing that we can have the life that we want. You can do anything through the power of your thoughts. So there you have it, gals, all of us together today, tomorrow, this week, moving forward, we relax and sweep aside all mental burdens. And before we go, I want to invite you to something really special that's coming up 1 week from today. It's called My Sober Summer, powered by me and my AI companion. What is this about? It's a free 7-day experience I'm leading from July 20th to 26th. That's starting on next Saturday and finishing on Sunday. In it, you'll get daily support from me, daily micro tasks, a community of women just like you, and for the first time ever, you'll get access to a private coaching AI tool that I created called the Becca Companion. This is a beautiful little custom GPT that I created that answers you as though it's me. My clients are having a lot of fun with it, and you'll get access to it. So you'll have support from me, the group, the tool, anytime you need it for those 7 days. It's free to join. Just go to the show notes and click the link and let me know you're coming, or just go to beccajacobson.com/mysobersummer. beccajacobson.com/mysobersummer. I hope you'll say yes to this because it could be the moment that everything shifts. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.